More About Co-Housing with Lynn Morstead and Kelly Soika. Co-Housing Houston is a multi-generational, community-minded group of people who share the values of connection and sustainability. We're developing the first co-housing project in Texas, and we're really glad you found us today. Hello, everybody, and hello, Laura.
Hi, Kelly. So glad to be here.
God, I'm so glad that you're here. Lynn is out of town, and so I have invited Laura, one of our community members, to come and chat with me today because Laura is one of those people who will find two people and will connect them. She's a connector, a personal connector. You're somebody who always reaches out to people and makes sure that they are being plugged into the right places, right people. You make people feel welcome, and you have an interesting new little activity that I want to talk about here today.
Thank you, Kelly, for that observation. I appreciate those adjectives.
Well, it's very true, and I've experienced it, and I know everybody around you has experienced it. It's lovely to be in Laura's orbit. So one of the thing that she's working on right now that I want to talk about is she's going to hold a book discussion, not just for co-housing, but for the broader community, though a bunch of us co-housers are going to it. And the book that she's chosen for this discussion is David Brooks' new book, How to Know a Person. And if you haven't read it or heard about it, it is, as you would expect from David Brooks, a very well-selling, popular book. But this time he's taking on isolation and how people can know each other and be in relationship with one another. And so one of the blurbs from his book that really resonated with me as I was looking at it is that there's one skill that lies at the heart of any healthy person, family, school, community, organization, or society: the ability to see someone else deeply and make them feel seen, to accurately know another person, to let them feel valued, heard, and understood. So I feel like for a co-housing podcast, this is right up our alley.
Indeed. And that's what drew me to the book.
Tell me how you first encountered this.
Yeah. I have been concerned about loneliness. I've been talking about it for about a year. Last spring, the Surgeon General came out with a big study that says lots and lots of us are lonely. More and more people are lonely every day, every year. And he's calling it an epidemic. Mm. So that is a piece of life that I have personally experienced. And I have been in conversation with friends who also experience loneliness. And it's not an age thing, used to be thought of as something in the older population, but I'm talking with a lot of 20-somethings and 30-somethings that live in apartments, and they're frustrated because they live in close proximity with 100 people. They don't know anybody, any of them. So the loneliness piece started for me in my own personal journey and has developed into a reality of where we are.
Yeah.
And I do happen to have within my own just inner structure the ability to reach out and talk to people. Sometimes people say, watch her, she'll go talk to somebody in the grocery store line and make a friend. So that is what I do, but it's really become something that's been valuable for me in this particular chapter in my life.
Yeah. Well, the thing that I think resonated with me about this book is that it's not only, to me, there's a difference between even just kind of, you may run into people and have, like a quick chat with people, but you're not really going to deeply know that person. Mm-hmm. And so the ability to kind of take those encounters to another level where you're really actually having a more significant connection with another fellow human being. I like that this book addresses that. So, and why did you pick this one over? I mean, because you're right, this topic is out there. So why this one over other books or other, ways of addressing this?
Right. One of his very strong points is that, in fact, it's part of the quote you just read. There is one skill that lies at the heart of any healthy person, et cetera. And he calls this a skill, which a skill is something that can be learned. And he goes over and over in many of the sections of the book, he talks about this is a skill, it can be learned. So I happen to be born with a very extroverted personality, but I also need and have needed to work on the skill of seeing people, not just for that casual meeting, but also joining in conversation to the point that you're making a friend.
Yeah, to stop and listen more deeply. Yeah.
Yes. So this book talks specifically addresses that need. And so it's broken into three sections. The first section is, I see you. So it talks about developing the skill of seeing someone and actually understanding who they are, where they're coming from, how they're showing up. And one of his really strong points is to actively listen. And he goes into how to develop that skill of seeing someone and listening. And he has a friend who he says, talking to this guy is like being in a church sermon, preaching in a church sermon where the congregation is saying, amen, preach it, brother. That's a little extravagant. But he said, I just love talking to that guy because he gives me such good feedback. So I don't condone, you know, being quite that active, but active listening is a gift that we can give each other.
Yeah. That's interesting. I imagine too, that the other side of the coin is also, part of this kind of action step is to listen deeply, but then also, does he address sharing? Because, you know, if you're always at the like, oh, everything's fine, you know, stage of,
right.
Yeah.
And there's a time for that. There's a time for like, yeah, I'm good. All good.
Yeah.
And then there's a time for developing more of a friendship. And so he talks a lot about sharing your story and your narrative. And one of the skills in that section that where he addresses that is get familiar with your story, with what you would be able and happy and willing to share with someone that you don't know deeply, that you're meeting. So and my experience has been sharing story has a lot to do with, I accomplished this and that led me to that. And then I accomplished that and it led me to today. So a lot of people's stories are very positive, you know, steps across a pond on the rocks that showed up, not deep, like, oh, this horrible thing happened and then I had to pull myself out.
Yeah.
I think that's a fear that people have when they say, well, I don't want to know all the nitty gritty stuff about somebody's life. I don't have time for that. But it is great fun to talk to people about why they chose the career they're in and what led them to. A lot of times I ask people, what led you to today? How did you get here? And the stories are often very interesting.
I love that. I often, since I work with clothing a lot, I'll often ask people like, where did they, especially like jewelry or something, like where did you get that necklace? And the stories that come along with that are really amazing, you know? And it's kind of no fear, you know, like people are going to go as deep as they feel comfortable. Right. And it's a topic that's not really like, you know, it's not so deep. It's personal, but not vulnerable, I guess is the thing.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. Yeah. And so knowing what your narrative is, that is, I love that, personal, but not vulnerable, for an initial, like,
Yeah, for that first step, right?
First step, yeah, which is really the hardest one.
But wait, speaking of vulnerable, you shared with me that hosting a book discussion is not is a stretch for
It's a
you.
big stretch.
Which is so funny because you are such an extrovert. So I am surprised. So tell me about that. Why is it a stretch, and why did you decide to do it anyway, even though it is a stretch?
I am passionate about the idea of loneliness. It's a couple of things about that. One, I'm in a position that I live alone and I'm often lonely, but I have tools that I use to do that with, to manage that. And then as I talk to people and they tell me, oh yes, they're very lonely, then I have a personality that does come equipped with tools. So as I've heard people, especially people in their 20s and 30s, talk about, well, it was really easy when I was in school, but now that I'm not in school and I'm just working, I don't know how to meet people. I don't know how to know people like I did when I was in school. So this has all resonated with me. Then when I read this book and it talks about skill and developing skill, and it's from a person who, as you said, best-selling author, people know him, so he has credibility. So when I read the book, I was like, I would like to lift this up as a step toward solution of loneliness. It's almost
I
like
have a little
when
stretch
you do
though
a
for you.
play. Oh, with the stretch piece?
Yeah, I have a
Because
stretch though.
So it's sort of like organizing a party and then you are very anxious. I've done all the things. I've made all the food. I've set up all the things. Is anybody going to come? Does anybody want to hear? And the crutch, I guess, of the book for me is, I mean, I have a lot to say about loneliness, but who wants to come and hear Laura say things? But for the way he put these things out on the table, it's very talkable. There are things here that we can talk about, and actually I have a couple of exercises planned, not threatening, but exercises planned that will cause some interaction among the group that hopefully will be a joy for people to do, or at least not too intimidating. And the goal would be for people to leave the time together with people that they actually connected with and might even want to reconnect with after the event. So
I like that. You know, this reminds me of, I think this is before your time at Cohousing Houston, but we early on did this deep listening exercise, and there would be some sort of a prompt, and you would, in silence, listen to the other person say their piece. And then you needed to reword it and say it back. So, for example, what we've just done is I would say to you, you know, Laura, what I'm hearing is that you have a deep personal connection to the topic of loneliness, and that it is out in the broader world as well, and that you felt compelled to do something about it. And so you're bringing this book, tucking it under your arm, and stepping out into this realm in order to be able to help people connect. And then I would say, did I get you?
You nailed it.
There, yeah, see?
Completely got me.
But it's not easy to do. You know, it's like in the context of normal life, that's not really how we go a lot, you know?
Right. And you shared a piece of your skill set on how to have these kind of conversations. You're involved in working with fabric and design and costuming. And so you ask people, one of your go-to questions is if they've got a particular piece of jewelry on or a particular outfit on, you know, how did you come about that? That's very, you know, it's a particularly lovely thing. And you shared the stories that you get from that. It is, you do get to know the person and have a little bit of their history without asking a vulnerable question that would cause a deeper conversation that you're not really, the friendship level isn't really ready for.
Yeah.
So I love that. That's exactly what we're doing. That's so sharing, learning how to share. And I think that's when David Brooks talks about knowing your narrative and knowing, learning what you're willing to share to a brand new friend.
Yeah. I love that. Well, so Laura, do you want to give a plug for your book discussion is on Monday night?
Monday, this coming Monday, the 11th.
Mm-hmm. March 11th, we should probably say.
March 11th, yes. It will be at East River 9, which is a 9-hole golf course on the east side, just east of downtown. And they will be hosting us. They have a lovely happy hour and a full kitchen. So there's that opportunity as well. We'll gather at 5 and then we'll start the book discussion at 5:30. And right. Then we'll wrap up at 6:30. And some people will stay for dinner.
Laura, or do you, can people, where can people find out about it if they are listening and think, oh, I want to come?
Yeah, it's on Eventbrite. So you can type in David Brooks and it should show up in just David Brooks in Houston, Texas, and you should see it on the Eventbrite platform. And I don't need to know if you're going to come because hopefully people will come. I am like, I'm sending out invitations. I hope people show
come.
Up.
I'll be there.
Good, good.
Yeah.
If you clock into the Eventbrite invitation, you'll see a video. So if you don't have time to get the book or you don't have time to read the book, you can just listen to that video. And it's a talking heads video. So you can just listen to it. You don't have to sit down and watch it.
Perfect.
I mean, you certainly can, but you'll get the same content if you just put it on your headphones and, you know, go for a walk. And that's plenty of preparation. And even if you don't have time to do that, just come anyway, because we're not going to talk about theory and technical things. We're going to talk about life things. So you'll be perfectly able to have conversation, whether you prep or not.
Nice. Wonderful. So. Laura, thank you so much for coming and recording this today. And if I don't see you before, I will see you at the book group on Monday.
Great. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly, for asking. And I'm very much looking forward to it.
Me too.
Thanks for stopping by today. We're so glad you clicked on our episode. For more information about our project, Cohousing Houston, go to www.cohousinghouston.com and subscribe to our newsletter. For general information about cohousing, we like cohousing.org. We're active on social media, so check out what's happening on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter under Cohousing Houston.